Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Sunday Morning Minutes here at the Service Without Excuses Studio. Glad to be with you here on May 9th, 2021. We hope you're having a great spring coming into it. And what we're going to talk about today is a little bit of a concept of what we just talked about last week and also coming into this week. We talked about the circle of influence in the past one and a sense of community and people around you that make you better, that are better and make you perform better at that. But on a parlay to that, there can be all work and no fun is also a recipe for disaster too as well. It'll just wear you down when all you do is work. I've worked every hour of the day. I work to where you can't work any more hours, to where you fall asleep on yourself and on whatever or wherever you find a space to pass out at. So I can relate if you're a workaholic and you've done it. It actually was a big part of my first divorce because I worked constantly and didn't have a whole lot of family time in order to make that transition or make that differential between it. So I could tell you it absolutely makes a big difference when you have some type of outlet where you're not just constantly working. And then you start putting things in perspective and time. And you take and you say, okay, I'm not available for this time. Now, that activity could be something you do with your spouse, preferably. That's great. I happen to be a musician. So if you know anything about me, I even played yesterday. And we had a hailstorm here in New Jersey, and the temperature dropped to about 20 degrees, I think. At least that's what it seemed like. So we had a heavy rain and hailstorm, and I was with a group of people that I really love and enjoy playing music with. And it made it a fun experience in a very rough situation. So for me, it was a good thing to have that core group of people around me that have nothing to do with really business, but have a lot to do with personalities and have a lot to do with camaraderie and getting along and having fun in a rough situation. That for me is what I call my own version of therapy. Now, I'm not saying everybody has their own way and therapy is a great thing. I've done it in the past myself, and I think it's an excellent thing to help you work through different things. But at the same time, you have to look at it and say, what do I do to outlet? Now, here in New Jersey, we have obviously a lot of water. We're close to the ocean, and we're close to a lot of bays and things like that. So people take their boat out on the bay and ride around and go out and have fun. And it's a good, pleasurable thing. It's a great outlet. Now, a boat's an expensive thing, but if you're a boater, you're a real boater. You know that it's a lifestyle. It's not even just a hobby anymore because this expensive hobby. Just like cars, our drummer is a classic car guy, and he'll get cars and fix them up and make them up new, and mostly classic type cars, and then resell them. And you know, that's his passion. He loves classic cars. My father was the same way, loved classic cars. So he has an outlet away from even playing music, and he's predominantly a musician on a semi-full-time basis. He was a touring drummer for many years. My whole point here is everybody has to have an outlet. They have to have something that gives them space between their normal day in life and all the stresses of life. And again, if it's something you can do with your significant other, that's great. My wife, Karen, supports the music when I play, so she comes out to quite a few shows and brings a lot of people. And for her, she says it's easy because the band is she feels is pretty good, and that's a good thing. And so do the people that come out to see the band. So I would definitely say, find that piece of solace. That solace could be taking a hike with, you know, you for the dog, taking the dog for a walk, into, some beautiful nature area, you know, a park or something like that. That could be going out and walking on the beach if you're near the ocean. That could be anything, taking a car ride if it's a nice, clear day. Anything that's going to give you a little bit of space between it. And I'm going to use a quick example here. As a serial entrepreneur, and many people who listen to this are serial entrepreneurs, you know you need that time away to think and to plan. So an example of planning is if I want to go or did go to West Palm Beach, that's where I'd go to plan and think about, you know, what do we want to do? Where do we want to take this particular division of the business? Where do I want to take this? If I'm talking about my service business and my cleaning business, what position do I want to take with that? And of course, I have time to plan that out and put things in action. Same thing with this, with the podcast. The last time I was there was in January. And of course, we hit the ground running and recorded a whole bunch of podcasts with some incredible guests. And that really helped, build this side of the business, a lot more influence, a lot more people now download, surprising amount of downloads, and where they download from is also very surprising. But it gives people the ability to outlet and think about what can they do that's going to break that cycle of insanity of going around and around in a circle and never doing anything different to change that insanity of circle. Think about things that are going to do that to do it. And if you don't get away, it's tough. When I hear an entrepreneur or business owner saying, I haven't had a vacation in 10 years, I could almost cry because it's sad. And it's not even like, you could also say, well, what's wrong with you? Why would you do that? But people get so obsessed. And I was one of them where they just don't, it's a constant grind. Before you know it, the year is done and you're going, what did I do? I worked the whole year. I didn't take a day off. You have to take days off. You have to refresh yourself. You have to think about things. You have to think about your family. You have to think about, things that will break the pattern of just chopping away at this business to do it. A lot of people, and I'm one of them included, also have an impatiency problem. And that is, we want to get it done. We want to hit it full bore. We want to hit it heavy with action. We want results as quick as possible, or at least somewhat tangible to what the effort we're putting out. And it's not a reality. I mean, it's nice. And sometimes you do hit it while the fire is hot, as they say, or the iron's hot, but it's not always real. So think about things that you can do that are going to give you some of that space. It could be for a day. It doesn't need to be a week. It doesn't always need to be a vacation. It's always good if it is, because then you can enjoy and relax. And if you can get on, I know now it's starting to pick back up, a cruise ship. I always suggest it because most of the time, oh, by the way, don't have Wi-Fi. And don't have cell phone service, unless it's for emergency purposes or some way to get in touch with you, or they have the ship's coordinates or how to get in touch with the ship. Shut that off. I'm serious. It's tough. It's hard. But once you do it, you'll find a way to set it off. And if you're an owner-operator and you don't have somebody do that, think about getting an answering service for the week and just explain to what it is and take the time. You have to do it, guys. You will burn yourself to the core. I promise you, there is nobody that tough. And again, if you say I'll outwork you, you won't. I promise you, you won't and you can't, because I've done that point. And it's not a statement of saying I'm different than anybody else. There's thousands of entrepreneurs that have the same mentality of working that hard. You got to start working smarter and take that time for yourself. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to me on Sunday Morning Minutes here in the Service Without Excuses studio. We got some guests coming up. I have taken a little bit of a seat back because I want to spend a little more personal time with my family, and I'm still going to have some really good podcasts coming up. We're going to take a scale back because we're in the season right now. We're busy with my regular service business, and I want to make sure I pay perfect attention to that as well as still give the attention detail to all you awesome listeners here on the Service Without Excuses podcast and watchers here on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, by the way. We also want to thank our sponsors, Sotellus. That's Sotellus.com/ Rob Lyon, R-O-B-L-Y-N. That's Sotellus.com/ Rob Lyon. Test out a trial of their incredible service about review management. We use it in our service business. It is the Cadillac of review management software. It does an incredible job of collecting reviews. And we just literally booked a job. And a quick note here. We just literally booked a job for next weekend that was $700 from a review. $700 from a review. That's only one. We get multiple. And now we're going into springtime. We're getting a lot more of them. So extremely profitable, and it's a great thing. So we got a new product, a podcast also coming up called Fiddlebug. I'm going to have on here. I'm in the process of setting it up for that myself with my business. It's automating another portion of automation, which of course I always love. And we talked about a week or two ago about automation and systemization. And making sure that we have, you know, things in place to do. And this is one of those online scheduling platforms I think is revolutionary. It was out years ago, and I don't think people have totally grasped that this is the way the future of booking your service business is. So I'm going to have Steve on from Fiddlebug here coming up shortly, and he'll probably be one of my quick upcoming guests on the podcast. Okay, guys, have a great day. Appreciate it. And thank you so much. Please be safe out there.